demanding more help. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has authorized another round of military aid to Ukraine.
The president praised Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky after his address to Congress.
He was convincing and significant speech.
The president authorized an additional $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine, bringing the total of such assistance to $1 billion this week alone. That means transferring equipment to Ukraine's military, including anti-aircraft systems, anti-armor shoulder-mounted missile systems, firearms, and grenades.
This will include drones, which demonstrates our commitment to sending our most cutting-edge systems to Ukraine for its defense.
The president said he would not comment on an effort to transfer fighter jets from Poland to Ukraine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Zelensky again asked the West to put a no-fly zone over Ukraine into effect.
A no-fly zone would require implementation. It would require us potentially shooting down Russian planes, NATO shooting down Russian planes, and we are not interested in getting into World War III.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Psaki pointed to President Biden for providing leadership and bringing NATO nations together to impose sanctions against Russia. The Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark short-term interest rate by a quarter point, and the central bank signaled up to 7 rate hikes this year in an effort to curb inflation. Wall Street stocks ended higher after the Fed raised interest rates. The Dow added 518. The Nasdaq added 487. The S&P gained 95. The number of rejected mail-in ballots in Texas soared to nearly 13% across most counties in the nation's first election of 2022. That's according to county-by-county figures obtained by the Associated Press. Final figures from the primary election earlier this month show nearly 23,000 mail-in ballots in all were discarded and not counted. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Another state taking up legislation that mirrors the strict abortion law in Texas.
Tennessee Republicans after enacting one of the strictest abortion bans in the U.S. that's currently under court review are now advancing another measure that would sidestep federal court challenges that bans most abortions. It allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and people who pay for abortions. Women who receive abortion services wouldn't be liable. The bill still needs to clear the full House and Senate before going to Republican Governor Bill Lee. At least 7 states are also pushing similar abortion bans like the one enacted in Texas, where abortions have since dropped there by 60%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly again rejecting calls to decertify the 2020 election results after meeting privately with advocates for making the move. Americans were still shopping in February despite very high prices.
Retail sales rose last month. Americans appeared willing, at least for now, to absorb higher prices as the Omicron threat faded. Retail sales rose 0.3%. It's the largest jump in spending since last March when Americans were receiving stimulus checks. Business at restaurants rose 2.5%. Online sales declined 3.7%. Department store sales were up 1.6%. Retail sales were up even though the consumer price index rose 7.9% in the year ending in February. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Food delivery company DoorDash is looking to help its drivers as gas prices continue to rise. They have announced they will give drivers 10% cash back when they use Dasher Direct, its debit card for drivers, and it says the debit card can be used for any gas purchase, not just for deliveries. It also says it will pay out bonuses for drivers who log the most miles. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.